All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let's begin. So we find ourselves today beginning Perek Chof Hei. So the title of this particular chapter is B'derech Kenias HaYira, how to acquire the Midah of Yira. So remember again in the last Perek, so we're speaking about the concept of Yira Sachit, and we spoke about the idea that Yira Sachit manifests itself in two different ways. There's Yiras HaRomimus, there's ultimately a fear, or I should say a recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's Yiras HaOnesh. I started with the higher level and then going to the lower level. Ultimately, the lower level representing just purely a fear of punishment. So obviously, that's not the level that we aspire to, but nevertheless, it could be a stepping stone. So how does one go ahead and begin to acquire this Midah of Yira? So to acquire this Yira, and by this Yira we refer to the higher level, ultimately again of Yiras HaRomimus, of a recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how I have a relationship with Him, and how it is that what I do really dictates how He is perceived and how He is felt in this world. So this could be who is sponin ashne and in yonim amitim. This is through contemplation of two important truths. Ha'echad, hu hayos shchinaso yisparach nimtzeis b'chol makom sheba olam. So we'll say the first part of acquiring a proper midah of yira is a recognition that the shchina is found in every place in this world. The shchina is everywhere. Vishu yisparach mashgiach al kol davar katan v'gadol, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is mashgiach, literally again his hashkacha, his divine providence devolves upon every single thing, big and small. Einistar mineged einov, there is nothing that is hidden from his eyes. Lo mipnei godel hanov, save lo mipnei pichisuso. Both say there is no thing that there. This is an incredible yisod. Both say what the Ramchal is describing over here is something very important, which is that sometimes a person thinks that Ashkacha Pratis is only about big things in life. You know, I give a shiur in another sefer called Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. So in the sefer of Bilvavi, so the Mechaber there is talking about, he has a section about Ashkacha Pratis, and he says that people think that Ashkacha Pratis applies to things like your parnasa, like marriage, children, major things like that. So he asks a very simple question. He says, let me ask you. He said, if you go to the furniture store to buy a dining room table and chairs, he says, is there Hashkacha Pratis involved in that? So it's a fascinating question to contemplate because, you know, it depends. Well, if you want to sound frum, of course you're going to say yes. Hashkacha Pratis, everything. But does a person think that there's Hashkacha Pratis in going to the dining room and going to the furniture store? So his answer, of course, is yes. There's Hashkacha Pratis in every single thing. There's Hashkacha Pratis, meaning the ability to execute anything in life, big or small, can't go down without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way. But say, the truth is, in life, the only thing we really control is our Bechira. We control the decisions we make. But even the execution of those very decisions, I can't do that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But I can think about it. Again, using the simple example, I could choose to go ahead and come to learn in the morning, but at the end of the day, if my legs don't work, chas v'shalom, my eyes don't work, chas v'shalom, my mind doesn't process, chas v'shalom, then the whole thing, then nothing is able to happen. See, he's saying over here that one of the important ways in which we are able to acquire the midah of yira is when a person realizes that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashkiach, his hashkacha, his divine providence devolves upon everything big and small. He says, again, ultimately, again, a person realizes that the Ribono Shel Olam sees and is actively involved in everything, big and small, important and quote-unquote unimportant. God sees it, Humevin, he understands it fully hafrish. The individual sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intricately involved in every single thing in life. This is what the Pasuk means when it says that the earth is filled with the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, the heaven and earth I fill. Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbi'i LaShaves Hamashpili LeRos BaShamayim UVaAretz. Was it such a beautiful passage? Who is like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, our God? Hamagbi'i LaShaves, who sits on high, but Hamashpili LeRos BaShamayim UVaAretz, but yet lowers himself to be able to see that which is happening in the heavens and in the earth. VaOmer Kiram Hashem VeShafal Yira. Take a look at number 6. Footnote number 6. V'gavah mimerchak yeida es ha-ga'avasan yiyaser mimerchak yashamayim mimakom shivto yisparach. So all these psukim again point in the same direction, which is this incredible yisod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in every single thing in this world, big and small. What Ramchal posits is that when a person lives with this recognition, this is how a person develops Yiras Hashem. Because we'll say, what Ramchal is really saying over here is, at the end of the day, if you think about why is it that we sin? Why is it at the end of the day that a person goes ahead and engages in all types of behaviors that perhaps are not the best? And the issue is, the answer really is, because lemaisa, we don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in the little things that I'm doing. And again, it's not that I don't believe in God, chas v'shalom. It's just that for that moment, I have what we call that lapse of God awareness. I don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the use of this pasuk is so beautiful. I always think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as what? Hamagbi'i LaShaves. Of course, he's wonderful, he's great, he's incredible. All right, I'm going to commit this event, this thing now. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here with me? Not really. Not that close with me. But Elamai, we see that's wrong. Because at the end of it, as much as he's HaMagbi LaShaves, he's also HaMashpili LeRos BaShamayim UVaAretz. He is also the Ribbono Shel Olam who's very much shared with us in this earth. So let's go on a little bit. V'chivon. She yisparach lo b'chol makom shehu, who only lefnei shechinaso yisparach. So we'll say, once a person realizes, and this is, we'll say, you should know, I've mentioned this on many occasions, what the Ramchal is about to describe here is perhaps the most important nekuda, the most important idea for spiritual success. A recognition, ultimately, that I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. When a person realizes that at all times, in all places, I stand before Hashem, which means that every single thing I do, big and small, is done in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as me'ileha tovo bo ha'yira v'ha'pachad, penyikasha v'masof, the Rabbo say, by definition, a yira sachit devolves upon me immediately. A yira, and again, remember, this is not a fear of a patch. Remember, again, that's infantile, right? That's childish relationship with God. This is something much more profound. I live in the presence of God. I live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I enjoy that presence of God. I appreciate that presence of God. I feel honored to have that with me. So to do something ultimately that's going to erode or take away from that, I don't want to do that. So if I truly understand that there's a God awareness, then what? Then I will realize azme ilah tavo b'hayira pachad. Then ultimately, again, the fear and the pachad will come about by itself. Penyikashel b'masav, and lest I mess up, shelo yiyu karoi lefi romimuso kivodo, because I'm nervous that my actions will not measure up, will not correspond to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is with me. So I'll say, so this is really the important yisod that Ramchal is trying to express to us. Not a yiras ha'onesh, which unfortunately, let's say, sometimes too many of us walk around with that relationship with God, that I think, am I done? Time's up. Right. So again, this idea, you see people walk around like this, and it's such a miserable Judaic existence when a person thinks that, oh, I sinned, oh boy, I am going to get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you may get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That may be an accurate statement. But first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, we saw this much earlier than Ramchal. One of the greatest midos of Rachmanus HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is that he doesn't punish us instantaneously, even if I deserve it. It doesn't happen instantaneously, which gives me time for some course-correcting activity. But more than that, we'll say, the goal in life is for the Jew to live with God awareness. This is the Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. This is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei and I'm the Nivra. All of these basic ideas to just realize every step I take with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally, not just right by my side, but on this side, and on this side, and in front, and in back. I'm enveloped by God every single play, every single way, every single step I take. And because of that, I just want to be vigilant with my actions. I want what I do in life to reflect the fact that I dwell with God. Not because if I do something bad, I'm nervous about punishment, but I want it to reflect that reality because it's a privilege to walk with the Ribono Shel Olam, and I don't want to do anything that's going to compromise that relationship. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up here, Mir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.